Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What's driving the conversation in California today? Every weekday at this time, we explore a topic that's making news in our state. This is the State of California.
Good afternoon. This is the State of California. Doug Sovereign is off. Today, we're joined by KCBS reporter Mike DeWald.
The state legislature is currently debating what California schools will look like come this fall. The issue is a complicated one that does not follow typical party lines. And while the governor has called for a full reopening of schools in the fall, some questions do remain over just how to get there. Mike, you've been following these discussions at the state level.
Well, that's right. Good afternoon, Jeff and Patty. And there's a number of complexities beyond just COVID safety being discussed by lawmakers. It comes down to funding, staffing, class sizes, and whether parents want to keep their kids in distance learning a little bit longer. All of these will need to be discussed by state leaders and schools as one academic year winds down and the next one begins. Now, it's certainly an issue that the governor is watching closely, with Republicans certainly centering their recall counterargument around the governor's slower return to the classroom. Now, Governor Newsom says California schools can reopen at 100% in the fall. Only time will tell to see how it plays out.
We're going to bring in our guest. We are going to turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and speak with State Assemblyman Phil Tang. Thank you very much for talking to us this afternoon.
Thanks for having me, Patty.
What do you see as the future for distance learning in California?
Well, I think I anticipate schools being fully open, back to normal in the fall, 5 days a week. If you look at COVID rates are as low as when the pandemic first started in March, and our deaths are as low as last March. And so assuming we can continue on this progress and everybody continues to get vaccinated, I fully anticipate schools being back to normal in the fall.
Now, how does funding for public schools play into this? Are there going to be schools that lose out if they can't get students back into the classroom?
Right now, no, because we've given them money, so much money. They've got more than $12 billion just to help them deal with learning loss. Many of them who have reopened got additional resources to reopen before this school year finished. And so they're getting billions of dollars of extra dollars just to help deal with the pandemic as well as to reopen.
Assemblyman, what kind of guidance would you like to see at the state level for potential shutdowns stemming from isolated breakouts? How would that work?
Well, I think we do have to work with school districts to help them figure out what to do when school districts need to shut down. Every district demonstrated they knew how to shut down and get kids operating on computers. What they weren't able to do was get kids back in the classrooms. Everything had to be discussed with all the employees. Parents were very nervous, and obviously there was a significant amount of concerns. But the situation around COVID during this last year is going to be very different than what we face in the fall. With COVID rates being so low in the fall, I anticipate being very low in the fall, there's no reason not to go back. We also saw even when schools that were open during peak COVID infection time, but we didn't see significant transmission, and we didn't see schools resulting in super spreader events. So even when schools were open in November and December and January, we really didn't see schools as a place where we saw significant transmission being spread. And so it just demonstrated how schools could open and still be very safe, even at the height of the pandemic. With the pandemic being relatively low, there's no reason for them not to open up.
You mentioned you have the expectation that come this fall, 5 days a week, back to normal. The governor says he has the same expectation, 100% fully reopened. My question to you is, what if they are not, right? What if there's some sort of waiver process, something crops up and local districts say, we're going to have to do this hybrid? I mean, is there an appetite in Sacramento to force them to do so?
Again, the distance learning waiver expires June 30th, period. As of July 1st, they don't have any ability to do distance learning.
So what would happen if they had some sort of exception? I mean, if there's some sort of pushback.
There is no exception. The exception finishes on June 30th. It's over.
And you don't think there's going to be debate in Sacramento about extension of that?
Right now, I'll tell you, almost all my colleagues want schools to reopen in the fall. There really isn't a whole lot of debate.
Now, for some of the districts that may have opened slower than others, I think it's just over half are open right now. Have we seen any sort of prevalence of parents moving students away from public schools toward private schools, moving to that model for schools that may have been opened earlier?
Well, what we saw is the Chronicle reported about 160,000 students left public school this year. And anticipate when the numbers come out in the fall, because many parents have already chosen where they're going to go in the fall, the numbers are going to be even starker, especially with this uncertainty about whether or not they're going to open, because so many parents have been so frustrated by not having their children in school. So that's going to, I think, be a major, major issue when we go back in the fall. Now, in terms of making sure that we can open and that students are welcome back, I think that's what districts should prepare for. They did a very poor job of figuring out how to open back up. San Francisco is a perfect example. COVID rates are some of the lowest in the state in an urban center, yet today in San Francisco, no middle schools and high schools have opened up, which is, to me, really unacceptable.
And before we let you go, I do want to ask your thoughts on catch-up curriculum, if you will, for the fall. Any thoughts on how the school district should be handling missed education during the pandemic?
Well, the district got the districts got $12 billion additional dollars between the state and federal governments to help them catch up curriculum. They could do summer school this summer. They could do summer school next summer. They could do supplemental work during the next school year. They have a lot of flexibility with those dollars to do what they need to do to really help catch everybody up. And hopefully, while obviously some students need more help than others, hopefully they do have a broad brush approach, because every student's fallen behind this year.
Well, thank you so much for taking time out and joining us. Our guest, State Assemblyman Phil Ting. By the way, you can hear the State of California every weekday at 3:30 p.m. It is also available at kcbsradio.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!